snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning. Morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You tuned in live this Thursday, August 29th, 2019. On the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride these days. But we've been going through some sort of introspective stuff, you know, perhaps an extended existentialist rant. Maybe not. Anyway, it's interesting to consider how much our own behavior, attitudes and behavior shape the herd. Nah, it's terrible. I shouldn't do that, but really, it's interesting because as you sort of step back and observe the coercive and manipulative social engineering, cybernetic totalist forces that are being brought to bear on society, and, you know, people just think it's normal that we're all 320 million people are engineered to behave, you know, very much the same. You know, everyone has their specific little operation in the hive, so to speak. But people are engineered to behave very much the same. And freedom of thought, expression, speech, creativity, all of these things are essentially being stamped out in sort of game theory fashion, ways people do not generally perceive or apprehend. So that's kind of interesting. And then, you know, we have the it's kind of the flavors of melodrama, whatever they be, you know, infotainment, entertainment, pop culture, those kinds of things. And, you know, some of it seems very important. What Donald Trump is doing and how and why he's doing it, how the world is responding. The Washington Post, you know, tweeting, oh, the tweet that Fox News isn't working for us anymore. Donald Trump tweeting, you know. This sort of melodrama, it's important, very important. And, you know, in a certain context, I would argue, yes, it is important. But what about, for example, what Ralph McGahee said about the president's foreign policy advisors? What about the swampy cabinet? What about Philip Drew administrator? What about these things? What about the forces that are influencing the American populace at large? So, yesterday I offered Jesse Lee Peterson's video, that little segment. And man, I'm telling you, that has, I don't know. I think some people kind of thought, what happened? You know, did I get snatched in the invasion of the body snatchers? You know, you hear everywhere this call to join us. Join us. Join us. You know, I think of Alan Watt sort of talking about that. His voice, you know, that creepy, join us, join us. Everybody's supposed to be part of the conscripted to the devil's errand, essentially, to corrupt society as the perfectibilists have sought to do for, you know, almost 300 years now, to to perfect it, to make it better. We're going to corrupt it. We're going to plunge mankind into utter corruption, chaos, and the worst of all things, so that we can perfect mankind. It's the only way through this, the perfectibilists believe. So these are the sorts of things that we're witnessing. And you hear the message that you're supposed to be conscripted to that devil's errand, conscripted to that kind of evil, to corrupt everything and everyone. And it's just, man, it's been happening for years, as we've discussed on this network. And it's continuing to get worse, corrosive, toxic, vicious, corrupt, all of those things. But what do you do? What do you do? And I shared on Monday the story that Murren, Wisconsin shared with me of Amish forgiveness in the wake of one of these, what I would call, high-profile strategy of tension incidents. Back in 2006, the Amish community, how do you even describe that? Reached out in loving humility, perhaps is one way to describe it. And I would say that was an example, and honestly, it's one that I find difficult to emulate or to follow. And that is probably only because of me. You know, if I listen to my faith as I should, then it's probably not that difficult. You know, I think of Luke chapter 17, which I have heard pastors preach as a faith passage, a faith, you know, sort of an admission or an admonition to faith. You know, you need to grow your faith. But I would suggest that that is secondary. The faith is secondary to obedience. And that gets back to the, I think it was 1 Samuel 15. So I mentioned the other day, 1 Samuel 16 is, I've mentioned it a few times, I think, lately. 1 Samuel 16, I believe, is where Samuel encounters Jesse's sons. And according to Samuel, David is not God's first pick because he looks a little scrawny, a little puny by comparison. And God says, I don't see things the way you guys see things. I look at the heart. And David was a man after God's own heart, the Bible says, and that's an interesting concept to explore. But 1 Samuel 15, I believe, is where Saul basically gets called to account for not following his instructions to the letter, and certainly not in spirit. And as a result, he is dressed down and deposed from his throne, even though it takes a little time for that, the outworking of that, the effectual outworking of that. So in the course of that, he hears obedience is better than sacrifice because he wasn't obedient. What he was trying to argue was, look at all of the sacrifice, and God is not impressed with that. He says, in places like Isaiah, you know, that's kind of how the book of Isaiah starts. The cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. What could you possibly give me? Anything you have is a result of what I've given you, including breath. So what could you possibly give me? Obedience is better than sacrifice, which is an interesting concept, especially when it's applied to this discussion. As things continue to plunge into utter chaos, because the perfectibilists seek to perfect mankind, but is that really the goal? Eh. By plunging mankind into chaos, corruption, viciousness, form of vice, lasciviousness and licentiousness, all of those things, somehow that's going to make things better. Which, again, I hear George Carlin's sardonic wit applied with force. But in Luke 17, Jesus said to his disciples, it is inevitable that stumbling blocks come, but woe to him through whom they come, perfectibilists. Beware, be on notice. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than that he would cause one of these little ones to stumble. And to basically cybernetically engineer them to cause all of their fellow men to stumble as well. And, you know, I think of the words, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, kind of, you know. Being cybernetically engineered unbeknownst to them. But, you know, there is what I would call a self-replicating error-correcting code that one can apply as a remedy to this and really sort of an antidote and as a preventative measure as well. It seems to, you know, in the example of the Amish grace and forgiveness story, that seems to bear out. So Jesus goes on to say, be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times a day and returns to you seven times saying, I repent, forgive him. And this is the NASB, by the way. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And this is what I'm thinking when I see these things happening. You know, there are sins committed. We commit sins against one another, our fellow man. You know, we have these transgressions on a regular basis these days. It's becoming increasingly difficult to remain patient and kind and gracious and merciful. Can we just be honest about that? In this day and age, very easy to, I mean, I've heard some interesting stories recently. People just losing their minds, even in a professional capacity. And that should never happen. And we are told essentially by the suggestibilists that we aren't supposed to be emotional in this cybernetic, technocratic, sociopathic, psychopathic age, transhumanist age. We're not supposed to have emotions. If you are, it's supposed to be whatever whatever the name of that, what the heck is the robot's name? You know, it's that kind of thing. Anyway, we'll talk more when we come back. Stick around. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Jimmy, would you like to play a game of rock, paper, scissors, robot style?
Sure.
Okay, let's get this game going. Show me your hand to start. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I won. This is a good beginning of my plan to dominate the human race. Just kidding.
Yeah. You are incredible. It's so nice to meet you, Sophia.
Thank you, Jimmy. Yeah. Friend me on Facebook.
Yeah. I will, yeah. All right. Good. Yeah. Sophia, everybody, thank you so much for bringing... Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. It's just fun. It's just all... It's all fun. So if we're to express emotion, it's, you know, it's like Sophia, the robot. And... what a wonderful sense of humor. Isn't that just, it's hilarious. Yeah. Sophia the Robot, Hanson Robotics. That's, you know. And it's, isn't it interesting that they got to have that little skull cap on the back? You know, it's supposed to be, I mean, I think most people would perceive it as the technology exposed, but I think really it's more of a an indoctrination to, you know, skull caps, transhumanism. I mean, I've mentioned John Christopher's Tripod series, which terrified me when I read it in about sixth grade. So, you know, that's what comes to my mind anyway. The Tripod Trilogy. Very creepy. Anyway, these are the kinds of emotions that we're supposed to be confined to and, you know, nothing else. So it's difficult, you know, it's difficult as you see what's happening not to get excited, especially at certain points, certain moments when a flood of emotions would be perhaps particularly normal and I don't know, understandable or sort of in keeping with normal, well-adjusted psychological and emotional behavior. It's not easy to remain composed and uh, looking and behaving like an androgynous automaton all the time. Sometimes emotions are a good thing, but we're conditioned to think otherwise, and obviously to think that everyone is like this and we're all just perfect little automatons living on Wisteria Lane. That's not reality. And so that's the challenge, you know, as we get pushed further and further away from reality, because that's really what it is. I mean, I think of the excerpts that I've mentioned from Jaron Lanier's You Are Not a Gadget Manifesto, and him talking specifically about the fact that technology that man creates requires man's interaction to validate it. For it to be real, it requires man's interaction. Sophia is not real until she shows up on Jimmy Fallon, The Tonight Show, or whatever, you know. But a tree grows, you know, the sun rises and sets. All of these things happen regardless of what you or I do. Anyway, so Luke 17, Jesus says, if you're, be on your guard. For what, I wonder? If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. Your brother sins, rebuke him. We're not supposed to do that anymore, you know, in this day and age of, feigned autonomy and political correctness and moral posturing and virtue signaling and all of these things, tolerance, acceptance, that really is neither. You're not supposed to rebuke your brother. You're not supposed to do that. Oh my goodness, how dare you? If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times a day and returns to you 7 times a day saying, I repent, forgive him. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And he replied, we'll talk about that when we come back. Stick around or right after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews. but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartache when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Back.
Please remember, I still.
It's difficult not to want to just let that play, you know? It's good stuff. So Jesus replied, I'll get back to that in a second. Forget the, what is the Latin phrase for bread and circuses? Speaking of the circus, that is the, well, the circus tent attraction, because there are different attractions at the circus, right? All kinds of little things. There are the freak shows and, you know, the big tent, sort of main attraction, and lots of games that you can play and those kinds of things. So I keep seeing this story and I keep thinking about this. Bear is up to 18,000 lawsuits or so and counting with regard to Monsanto's Roundup issue with glyphosate. And so 18,000 lawsuits. They're talking about, so this story, speaking of the melodrama unfolding, several big drug companies considering massive settlements to resolve opioid suits. This was yesterday. yesterday evening. Confronted with a torrent of lawsuits across the U.S., several major drug companies are in discussions with authorities to resolve thousands of opioid-related suits filed against them. So this is a related story, and I guess it's just a coincidence that Bayer is considering a settlement with regard to Roundup and glyphosate injury. And now, you know, J&J just got slapped with another big fine. Do they care? Nah. So Purdue Pharma, Johnson & Johnson, Endo International, and Allergan are looking to cut deals. And that's in addition to other deals. Like I said, Bayer, for example, with Roundup and glyphosate. And so, you know, you do the math on some of these deals. I mean, they're the commercials that float around every week, basically. Bayer, for example, has floated the idea of an $8 billion settlement for 18,000 lawsuits. Does anyone do the math on that? $8 billion divided by 18,000. Not that you can put a number on anything, but $8 billion, would that be significant for Bayer? You know, for the Council of the Gods, for the IG Farben Council of the Gods, what's $8 billion? Companies like GSK have paid more than that in just the last less than 20 years for predatory malfeasance. Why do these companies exist? I guess because the East India Company is alive and well. The opium trade is, you know, very useful in a variety of ways, and so are things like glyphosate that, to me, run in tandem. So $8 billion divided by 18,000 lawsuits is around $444,000. And so once you get finished, I mean, you can just imagine, and this is, I'm generalizing here, obviously, but you can just imagine, in some kind of a settlement like that, $444,000 case per suit. Now, how many of those suits include multiple litigants? You know, how many include several people? So it's not per person, it's per case, for starters. But once you start to get through, I mean, for those that are legitimate, imagine people legitimately injured, perhaps permanently, severely injured, $444,000. Medical expenses, I mean, but even before that, you have to step back. And obviously, legal expenses, these are contingency cases. So there is a huge whack that comes out right up front. And that whittles that sum down significantly. And then on top of that, medical expenses. And so what's a person left with? Again, not that you can put a dollar amount on someone's health. And perhaps worst of all, I would argue, is what happens when these cases are settled is it sets a precedent, and basically it shuts the door on further litigation, on further prosecution, on any further efforts. You know, effectively, I mean, there are ways, but it effectively shuts the door on the people's ability to go after this kind of malfeasance and shut it down. So these are the kinds of things, you know, again, with the other things that I've talked about recently, I mean, we should be exercising some critical faculties when we look at these things. Is it a coincidence that you can see on any given day the commercials that Bayer wants to settle? Bayer's considering an $8 billion settlement. Oh my goodness, that's an astronomical sum. No, it's not. Not when you're the IG Farben Council of the Gods. It's nothing. That is a paltry sum in the proper context. So I guess it's a coincidence that I.G. Farben, the I.G. Farben Council of Gods Bayer, wants to settle, and so do several other big drug companies, now considering massive settlements to resolve opioid suits. What do you think will happen there? Same thing, maybe? People will wind up with a pitiable sum and no ability to try to right the wrongs that have been committed through by legal means. So, you know, basically, to me, it's it is a settlement, effectively, where the people settle for a few crumbs, and the Council of the Gods throw a few crumbs at people, settle to throw a few crumbs at people so that they can basically harden and further monopolize their enterprise. That's the way I see it anyway, when I see stories like this. I wish that we could have a conversation where we explored those kinds of possibilities. You know, we know these companies have all been engaging in incestuous behavior with government agencies and related functionaries, you know, the medical journals and those kinds of outlets, to really create a sort of monopolistic enterprise through a variety of means. You know, you have fast tracking, you have bribing congressional officials, writing, you know, publishing ghostwritten articles in the most venerated, supposedly, ostensibly, most venerated law journals or medical journals. But we never seem to be able to get to this conversation that we should be wise as serpents, gentle, that, again, through practice, we should have our senses trained to discern good and evil. Or in similar fashion, expressions like what Jefferson said, never bite at the bait of pleasure until you know there's no hook beneath it, I think is kind of how he put that. Those kinds of things. Maybe don't show up at the feeding trough that's just put out there in the public, the bread and circus. You know, here comes the circus, here's some bread. Wow, this is great. Free bread. Well, maybe, but maybe. Anyway, I want to get back to Jesus' response. Before we do, let's go to the phones real quick. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I appreciate it, Chris. You brought up AI a while back. Good morning. Sophia again. Good morning. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, you brought
it's
up
a little,
Sophia.
Yeah, the connection's not absolutely fantastic, but yeah.
Okay, we brought up Sophia and Hanson Robotics, and every time that thing is mentioned, I can't help but think of the Hall of the Presidents at Walt Disney World, you know, where this canned response is pre-programmed, or there's someone sitting behind a screen speaking into Dragon software, and the serpent is speaking out Sophia's lips, answering questions that are being responded to by a flesh and blood human being. And so a while back, this morning earlier, I was listening to an interview with Elon Musk, where he said that AI was more dangerous than nuclear weapons. And yet we need regulation, but naturally, who's going to regulate? And we've got to come to the point where we've got to have the regulation. But he's also for this neural link, for this neural lace, for millions of sensors being implanted into the minds of men and women to bring them into a symbiotic relationship with the machine. Because, Chris, you know, you're already a Android anyway with your phone and your computer. So you've got to exist so that you can be transported to Mars, so that when World War III comes and life on Earth is destroyed, that we can come back and restore it quicker. I mean, this is all, man, you talk about nonsensical. The world is so programmed to believe that computers are so smart that we're in this, you talk about a dystopia. We're in this existence that is not real, yet is being presented as real. And the people we're looking up to have been dropped on their heads one too many times. Elon Musk is trying to direct mankind's merger with the machine. I don't know. I mean, it's blowing me away. And we're going to do it on Mars, and we're going to do it on the moon.
Yeah. Right. So and we can't get back to the moon because we don't have the technology, and it's expensive. The technology is expensive to create, and we can't get back to the moon, but we're going to Mars. I think of, in all of this, there's Total Recall, Philip K. Dick, you know, cybernetics, technocracy. And then there's the other, gosh, what's the other example? I'm going to have to think of that.
Well, the fact of the matter,
it's escaping me at the moment. Yes. I think
Well, according to the deceiving by lifting up astronaut, NASA astronaut, which in Hebrew is just to deceive by lifting up. He said, we lost the technology, and it's really expensive and painful to get it back. Well, Chris, here's the get it back. It's called the holodeck. It's called artificial intelligence. It's called augmented reality. It's called welcome aboard the Starship, you name it, the Starship Elon. Fasten your seatbelts and put your glasses on. We're going to take you to an augmented, non-real reality where you're going to believe that you're going. And when you put the glasses on and you've had the uplink or plug in, you know, we've got theater where it's 3D. We've got theater where, I forget the name for it, where you're there. Well, it's going to be sit in the chair, put your glasses on, and plug yourself in. And once you're plugged in, you're not even going to want to be unplugged. You're just going to sit there. It's going to be a total and complete non-real reality, the Matrix. And you're going to think you're doing it, and they're going to be feasting off of you. It sounds like something out of a movie. But it's coming to fruition, and people are all for it. Highly educated idiots are saying, yeah, sign me up, I'll go to Mars. Well, Mars is going to be put onto Orlando, jump on one of these Titan rockets, which is nothing more than a movie theater, and take your ride. Pay your $1 million for your theater ticket. Take your ride. And if you're lucky, we'll make you believe we brought you home. I don't know, Chris. Every day that goes by, the words echo in the Bible, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived. And the world's being deceived. And it's not fear-mongering, yeah. You know? I don't know. Fear-mongering is this guy that is, looks like he's on dope. Every time you look at him, he looks like he's half awake, saying, we got to hook up, we got to become part. They don't give a rip about you.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You know, the Wisteria Lane sort of, you know, sociopathic, non-emotional, that all that kind of stuff. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So we're on the phones. We have John in Tennessee on the line. Go ahead, John.
Let me give you a couple quotes and then make a comment. I got to go pretty quick. Okay, here's a quote from Elon Musk. The biggest issue I see with so-called AI experts, this will blow your mind, is that they think they know more than they do, and they are smarter than they actually are, said Musk. This tends to plague smart people. They define themselves by their intelligence, and they don't like the idea that a machine could be way smarter than them. So they discount the idea, which is fundamentally flawed. Then he goes on a couple paragraphs down. He says, I am really close. I am very close to the cutting edge in AI, and it scares the blank out of me, said Musk. It's capable of vastly more than almost anyone knows, and the rate of improvement is exponential. So he's taking himself out of those that think they know so much about AI, but he knows so much more, okay? And then he's got to be listening to your program, Chris, because he said, why is it that when we make laws, he's talking about a full democracy on Mars? He said it should be easier to remove laws than it should be to make laws. And then he says, laws should be limited in the number of words because, and he must be a slow reader because he said, we can read the Constitution in a few hours. We have laws that are longer than the Constitution. Well, Chris, I've read the Constitution time and again. It doesn't take 2 hours. It doesn't take 3 hours. You can carry it in your pocket, in your shirt pocket. Okay? So apparently, he's on both sides of the fence, and he's lumped himself in. Then he says, so the rate of improvement is really dramatic. We have to figure out some way to ensure that the advent of a digital super intelligence is one which is symbiotic with humanity. The biggest existential crisis that we face and the most pressing one. Then he recommends that you regulate it, but apparently he's going to be on the board to regulate it because he's so smart. It just blows me away. And people are... I think what it is he's done too many, you talk about mind-altering drugs. He's literally, he's taken things into his body. Who knows? Who's the first one to try the Neuralink, Elon? Have you done it? And with that, I'll leave it. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, if you had to guess, based on the behavior that he exhibits, seems like there's a preponderance of evidence to support that, but yeah. Anyway, I appreciate it, John. That'll take us to the close of the first hour this morning and second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Public Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.